Blog Talk Radio.
Start your show now. Press 1. To hear more instructions, press 2. To speak to customer service, press 3.
I remember years ago, someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did, and you were strong, and I was not. My illusion, my mistake. I was careless, I forgot I did. And now, all is done, there is nothing to say. You have gone so effortlessly. You have won, you can go ahead, tell. All I know now, shout it from the rooftop, write it on the skyline. All we had is gold now, tell them I was happy, and my heart is broken, all my scars are open. Tell them what I hoped would be impossible, 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 impossible.
Love is hard, falling for betrayal is worse. Broken trust and broken heart. I know. Thinking all you need is there. Building faith on love and worth. Empty promises will wear. I know. And now, when all is gone, there is nothing to say. And if you're done with embarrassing me, on your own, you can go ahead.
When it comes to love, I did.
Tell them all I know now. Tell it from the rooftop.
Someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did, and you were strong, and I was not. My illusion, my mistake. I was careless, I forgot I did. And now, when all is done, there is nothing to say. You have gone so effortlessly. You have won, you can go ahead, tell them all I know. From the rooftop, right on the skyline. All we had is gold now. Tell them I was happy, and my heart is broken. All my scars are open. Tell them what I hoped would be impossible, 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 impossible.
Falling out of love is hard. Falling for betrayal is worse. Broken trust and broken heart. I know. Thinking.
I remember years ago, someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did.
Tell them all I know now. Doubt is from the rooftop.
Told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did.
Show me when I'm sick. Conscious Cove is back in full effect. Yeah, man, technical difficulties to say the least, but we managed to make it through. So this is the Conscious Cove. I am the Hood Mystic with my co-host Tiana, and today we're talking about the law of attraction and really what it means and really just get down to the nitty-gritty. I know Tiana has some specific questions, and we're just going to generally just go back and forth and really try to hammer some stuff out and really deal with some real deal solutions in real time. So, you know, make sure you have that pen and paper handy and just pick up some jewels along the way. So, Tiana, you there?
Please, good morning. I am here. I am here.
Okay, good.
Good. Oh my gosh, it's been a very interesting week, and for me especially. And I know you touched on this week about how last week was going on in the cosmos, so I can say in the very least that I can feel everything that's happening in one way or another. And when I got up this morning to do my little daily routine, you know, prayer and everything, something about the law of attraction just say we got to get out here and start talking about this. So this is why this is so short notice. I feel that it's imperative that we get the information out there and keep it moving regardless of what we're going through and try to enlighten people and really get them to understand what the law of attraction is, because more recently, in my last 72 hours, I have seen the law of attraction work in a plethora of ways, not beyond my understanding, but it also just brings to light what we really need to explain and how this stuff works so that people understand what they deem is a secret is not really a secret at all. And I'm not sure if everyone remembers that movement, that whole movement, maybe about 10 or so years ago with the book of the secret. And yeah, it was a whole big thing, you know, the Esther and Jerry Hicks series, you know, the Neil Donald Walsh series, all of these things, conversations with God, the power, law of attraction, you know, all these things, like kind of did this whole awakening movement 10 years ago. So I really want to cover today, you know, in classroom format, what this is. What I plan to cover is what the law of attraction is, you know, simply speaking, what it is, how you can apply it, and many ways you can begin to see how this is already working for you. Not a secret at all. So when we talk about the law of attraction, what is the law of attraction? if you look at every single system of any traditional African worldview, any system of spirituality, the Wudang, you think of Hoodoo, you think of the Yoruba, you think of the Asante, the Akan, the Kabbalah, you think of the Quran, all of these different doctrines or dogma, whatever you choose to believe in. Spirituality, all of these things essentially say the same thing, the laws of Ma'at. All of these things essentially say the same thing. Okay. It's just that they were written in different times. They all were taken into different contexts, and they had to fit the people that they were, it had to fit their target audience, so to speak. So even if you look at the Bible, the law of attraction is all through every spiritual text. So the law of attraction basically is the universe responding to your likes, dislikes. What you draw to you is what you are. So in the simplest of terms, if you think about the universe and its response, the universe in and of itself is infinite. So there means there's no deficiency in any area. So there not being a deficiency means that the universe does not respond to any type of negatives. So it doesn't respond to I can't or I don't or I won't or anything that would present a negative. So when you're in your own mind and you're having this conversation, this constant conversation with the universe, it's not hearing the not or I don't want to be alone. It's not hearing the don't. It's I don't want to be broke. And it's not hearing the don't. It hears in response to the energy, not only what you say, but what you think and the energy that you're putting into that. So if you're in your mind constantly thinking, I don't want this relationship to go this way, or I don't want to lose this person, or I hate being broke. Hate is also a negative. If you say, I hate white people or black people, that's also a negative. If you say, I am afraid is a negative, believe it or not. If you say something like, you're doing something, you're in a relationship and you're afraid to lose that relationship. So you're doing all these things to stay in this relationship because of the fear of losing it. Fear is one of the biggest negatives. So that's what the universe is going to respond to. It's going to continue to create situations, people, places, and things that exacerbate or that will continue to bring you everything that you say you don't want or you can't do or I can't learn this or something like that. So it's crucial that we begin to tap into our talk, the way that we think, the way that we say things, because if we are not taking the time to pay attention to that, we're subconsciously and consciously putting things into the universe that begin to take action. So this is what I mean when I say that you be still and know that you are God. Your energy is the only energy that has the power to create in your world. So that means you are always a reactor. You're always attracting. You're always giving. You're always receiving. The universal laws of attraction, of duality, of harmony, balance, and order, all those things are constantly in action. You have to know how to navigate these areas so that you can become, remove the victim mentality and become a person of, you become a person of action in your life, and you begin to consciously draw these things to you. You consciously begin to draw love to you. You constantly begin to draw money towards you. You constantly begin to draw all the people that you need to help you create the dreams and create the businesses and create the homes and jobs and things that you want, need, and desire. The universe is infinite. So essentially that's what the law of attraction is. How do you begin to, did you have something to add to that so far?
Most definitely, yeah.
Okay, so
go ahead.
No, I'm just opening up the floor for you to go ahead and add to that before I move to the next bullet point.
Yeah, I feel like as far as attraction and things of that nature, we have to really break things down to its root to really understand. Now, when it comes to attraction, like and light does not attract each other. So no matter how much positive charge you have, if you want to attract more positive charge, you can't. You can't start a car with just a positive charge. You need to understand a negative charge and a negative polarity, and really understanding that negative does not equate to bad. Negative is just a formula, a principle that helps you attract.
Okay.
You understand? So when we speak of law of attraction, we are entering into a system outside of reaction. We're entering into a system into being proactive, into really setting the attention. Now, that can be a little confusing to people because it is not something that does not require work on your behalf. So if you have a particular intention that you want to manifest, whatever it is, whether it be happiness or it requires you to walk in that light as well as you move forward. A lot of times people want things that they're not willing to work towards. And that gets a little confusing when you talk about the secret and things of that nature, because she's literally giving you one law when there's like close to 100 universal laws that are in effect at all times. And the thing about laws is that if you don't know the law, that does not matter. You understand? We're all subject to laws. To the point to, if you kill someone, you can't say, well, shit, I didn't know that I was against the law. You know what I'm saying? It does not matter past that point. So to understand laws and to have conversation on laws is extremely important based on the fact that you're governed by them, whether you know it or not. And you can say, you know, well, it doesn't apply to me. It doesn't apply to me. And that could be understandably so. But, you know, we have to keep having this conversation because it gets deeper than having a house and having a car. You know what I'm saying? It gets even deeper than that. So that's why I love the conversation, because even when you've amassed the fortune that you wanted to amass in the car, in the house and all of that, you know, your law of attraction does not stop. So you would be a fool to think, okay, now that I have one house, one car, and the love of my life, let me start to double down, because you won't be happy with acquiring material possessions. You just want to acquire more material possessions. So we have to reach a point that we start to delve into our souls, into our beings, into our consciousness, so we don't constantly think that by attracting on the physical world is some aspect of the law of attraction. No, it's much deeper and it's much more layered, because we've all started off. Like, the secret is 10 years ago, and it done came and it done went, because, you know, whether you utilized it, you know, even say, for instance, you had a 2007 goal, you know, whether it's to be, you know, finally get me an Android charger, Android phone, and, you know, get the new Lil Wayne mixtape. And so it's now 2018. So you wouldn't necessarily have those 2007 goals now, would you? And if you did, it would be kind of weird if you're still trying to project on 2007 things. So with our intentions and with our manifestations, we have to constantly evolve the things that we want, because in talking to a lot of people, I think the problem is they've been wanting the same thing for so long that they haven't, as they progress in consciousness, they aren't strong enough to say, I no longer want that. I want something different, and begin to really deal with the soul and really deal with the inner work. So law of attraction is a big piece, and we can kind of talk about this thing for like hours upon hours. So it's good to have this initial conversation. But that's it.
I sure. Because it's important that we hammer home that we're not saying that negative is bad. You need it. Everything in the universe and the cosmos needs it. That's the universal law of duality. It's the universal law of balance. Everything is needed. You know, the positive and negative create something bigger, you know, a charge.
Gotcha.
You mentioned the battery, you know. When you're putting the cables on the positive and the negative charge, it creates a boost. It creates energy. So when you're accumulating these different materialistic things, what's making you feel good, the dopamine that you're creating in your body is being created by energy, okay? It's not because you've finally acquired these things. It's because your body is feeling the energy of such. And I constantly will say, and you will hear me say this constantly, and I will say that the way you get money is, and how you treat it is how you keep it, because it's all energy. If you're seeking throughout this life money and materialistic things, your attitude towards these things dictate how you get and keep them. If you get it fast and spend it fast, it's going to continue to enter and leave your life the same way, because the universe responds to energy that you give something, not so much of what it is. So when we talk about the law of attraction, how do you begin to manifest these things? It starts first in the mind. Anything, and this is not to, you know, boost egos, but even that's needed at times, but anything that you can think or conceive, you can create in one way, shape, form, or fashion. That is a fact. You know,
Even the negative things, even the fears and the dread that you don't want to actively try to work yourself out and through, you can create that as well. So that's why law of attraction is important to discuss, because if you're dealing with a particular fear or a particular dread or a particular misfortune, and this is something that is hindering you, you are attracting that into your present reality. So, you know what I'm saying? Of course we want things, you know what I'm saying? Of course we want to vibrate higher, but that's why we have to really be mindful of the things that we don't want to talk about, that we don't really want to share and discuss, because that will be the thing that we attract as well, because it's positive and negative. But I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to add on.
No, it's fine. I mean, I think this is just, you know, we're having a conversation with each other and with other people. So this is something that, you know, we have to discuss, and it's just important that we understand that that's a lot of the ways. Everything that you can think of, you can conceive in your mind. The children of your mind become fruits of your labor. So it's important for you to understand that your thoughts create things. Everything that you want in your life or in affairs begin with a thought. So if you're thinking something along the lines of, oh, I'm afraid of being alone, or I don't want to lose this relationship or lose this person, you're going to be presented with situations that challenge that. So you're going to see, if you're for some women, you're going to see other women pop up into your life to challenge your relationship. With men, you're going to see other men to pop up in your life to challenge your relationship. That man is going to come and be everything that you're not, and be agreeable, and be complacent, and have all the money, you know. But or several men will come carrying every little thing that you feel that you lack, because there's really no such thing as lack. So everything that you give attention to feel that you do not have within your possession at the time, it's almost guaranteed that someone's going to show up with that entity. If you're not romantic, he's going to show up bringing flowers and candy. If you're not, you know, submissive or anything sexually, he's going to show up being submissive. If you're not, if you don't listen to her, you know, he's going to show up being the perfect listener. Everything that you feel you are not, or everything that she has told you that she feels that she needs, is going to show up elsewhere. I almost guarantee it. Same thing for the women. If you aren't taking care of his needs the way he feels, you should. There's going to be a woman that shows up that's willing to do everything that you don't. And then some, because that's the law of attraction. It's the law of balance. It's what you're attracting to. And it's not good, bad, or indifferent. It just is. We've got to remove the stigma of believing that something that is unpleasant is wrong. You know, to share a little bit of my personal life, right now I've been running, you know, on less than 3 hours of sleep. Totally missed the show earlier this week because of some family issues. It's an unpleasant thing to have to deal with ailing parents. But it's necessary because this is the cycle of life. It's stressful, but it's necessary. You know, I could be somewhere crying, oh, woe, it's me, and it always happens to me. But this is the law of attraction. This is one of the things that I had to deal with. I feared my parents getting ill. I feared losing my parents. So now one of my parents is ill. And I have to come to terms with the thing that everybody dreads. That is the transition of life. So this is something that is necessary for all of us to deal with, but no one tells you. There's no guidebook on grieving. There's no guidebook on how to care for an ailing parent. There's no guidebook on how to deal with stress and all these things. And even if there were, no one can tell you as an individual how to actually deal with it inside of you. So while you may have a lot of, we can give you all the affirmations in the world, we can give you all of the talks like this in the world, but if you don't apply this stuff and see how it actually works for you in your mind and in your world, it's all going to fall on deaf ears anyway. So I use that example because all of those things I feared, I eventually have to deal with. I put it up in the ether. It's happening. So now that you can see it is happening, you can see that you can attract all the good, you can attract all the negative as well. So the first thing I would say on how to begin to do these things in your world is to begin to affirm. You have got to change the self-talk in the mind, and you have got to change your words. Words are spells, okay? I say this all the time. That's why when you're actually sounding out a word, you're spelling it, each letter creates a spell. So the words that come out of your mouth, there's a term in the Yoruba cosmology that says, Ofo Ashe. That means the power of a spoken word. Everyone has it, whether you know it or not. It is given to you at birth, okay? And that's part of the way that you communicate. In a lot of systems throughout the world, you'll notice that you have got, even in one of the ways I see this, is in prayer. You've got to speak it to give it life. You have to speak life into it. And what happens when you speak? You have, you know, the energy that goes through your vocal cords. That creates a sound. With that creating a sound, it creates a tone. The tone is a vibration. The vibration is an energy. This is how it develops in the cosmos. So hopefully you wrote that down, because all of that makes sense, and all of it is the process by which Foashe works. It's energy. It's not just physical energy, it's spiritual energy. Always, always, always. So as you begin to get into that, you have to change the words that you're saying. So here we are with the law of attraction. So when you think about affirmation, you're affirming that in which you want. Affirming means you already have an innate knowing that it's already fulfilled. You have got to go into your prayers knowing that it's already fulfilled. It's not no magic to it. The magic is in the work and the knowing. Say what you mean what you say, stand firm in your word as you walk in your talk. Those are things that you need to do and know. If you are affirming that you need more money in your life, you can say something on the lines of, all of my materialistic needs are met. All of my materialistic needs are met. All of my wants, needs, and desires are fulfilled. And I call all things of good intention into my being expeditiously. I mean, you can create any affirmation you like that affirms that in which you know that you know that you know is already within you. You cannot go into a prayer from a place of lack. That creates more. That creates more of the same, if that makes any sense. You know, you can't go in saying, because I don't have any money, I would like to have. That's like you requesting something. We're not requesting shit here, okay? Let's just keep it real. You deserve it. It is your birthright to have it. It is your duty to manifest it, period. We have got to stop
foundational. We have to create a foundational point as far as, like, attracting money and things of that nature, because what it ultimately comes down to is the living soul. And from this place of who you are, this is where your wealth is, and this is where your infinite ability to attract all the things that you truly want and truly need. And so if we can fully grasp and fully understand that aspect of ourselves, then we enter into a world of perfection. And a lot of it is saying what we need or saying what we want, as opposed to actually thinking that we know what we want and know what we need. And I think that's where introspection really comes into play, really being at peace with the world around us. Because if the world around us is causing us to be agitated and irritated and on edge, and then we want to kind of work into law of attraction, then your foundational emotional frequency is that of irritation and annoyance. So regardless of what you say and regardless of what you put out into the world, if your emotional frequency is that is of how you truly, truly feel, that's an indication of a lack of introspection and a lack of self-realization. So we have to generally constantly point out the fact that you do have a living soul, that if you are meditating and accessing it sincerely on a daily basis, the conversations that you will have will be so different, because that is the truth. Within you is so much truth and so much goodness, but outside in the world, somebody will have something to say, or, you know, your parents will have something to say, or your family members will have something to say, or your workplace will have something to say, your friends will have something to say. And so that kind of throws us off of what's really true about ourselves and our experience. And so when we say, oh, I want a lot of money, you may already have a lot of money based on reality, you know. And so the more you study, the more you travel, you see how people are actually living in different countries, you may actually already be rich. But the things that you're doing isn't promoting that lifestyle. You're doing poverty-minded actions based on the fact that you feel that you're not rich. So we generally have to have that feeling internally first and start to project and walk in that way. Because if we are emotionally grounded in negativity, it really is irrelevant what you actually say, because a lot of times we lie to ourselves. And once we lie to ourselves, we inadvertently lie to other people. So to be true with ourselves at all times is to realize that the living soul that activates my heartbeat and my lungs collapsing and, you know, expanding and things of that nature, the blood circulating through my body, the living soul, the subconscious mind, controls all of that. And it never has failed me up to this point because my heart has been beating since I've incarnated on this planet and has not stopped beating, whether I've been asleep, whether I've been depressed, whether I've been stressed out. So it's important that we kind of find that inner peace, especially if we want to move forward in law of attraction. Because say, for instance, you say, I want a lot of money, and you don't get more money. Does that mean law of attraction is not valid? It's based on what happens, what you get in return. But law of attraction isn't like that. Law of attraction is a constant awareness of your reality over time. And once you have that constant awareness over time, you will start to say, wow, I've held this vibration for so long, I've started to attract this vibration that I've held. So it's really a journey, and it's really a daily applicable thing. And having to say I want something one day and then to wake up the next day and want something totally different, you know, the law of attraction, it'd be difficult for it to manifest in that fashion. So, but yeah, just adding on.
Okay, so, yeah, it's just you have to understand how powerful you are at your core. That's how the law of attraction begins to, you know, grow and manifest in your world. It's always working whether you know it or not. You just have to understand that, you know, how powerful you are at your core. Very few of us in this life, there are many, but there are few of us, while there may be more now, that understand how immensely powerful they are at their core. And they're moving through that power in various ways. But at the same time, the fact that you are a spiritual being living a very real human experience means that you have got to do work. You're here because there's some type of work that needs to be done, and it has to be continuously done on a multitude of levels so that you can begin to grow, flourish, thrive, and elevate within your spiritual being. So just to add a little bit of satire here, you think about the universe in and of itself. Here on Earth, scientifically, we are in one galaxy. There are millions and millions of stars, billions, trillions of galaxies. And if the sun is one of the biggest, quote-unquote, stars in our galaxy, just imagine how much bigger things are out in the universe. We're only limited to the thinking here on a small continent, on a small planet in the universe. There are galaxies that they have discovered that are light years away that are still forming. So you, out of darkness, there was light. So light illuminates darkness. The universe is mostly dark. So where you will find, I don't know where in our ideology darkness became bad, but most of what you will find that will illuminate your thought process and your very being derives out of darkness. And I had a conversation with someone when I was at the hospital with my father. I was on the phone with someone, one of my spiritual sisters in a different state, and she had to remind me. She said, you know, you give people a lot of good advice, but this is the moment that you have to follow your own advice. So what that means for me is, and then she began to repeat everything I've ever told her, which blew me away, by the way, because you don't really think people are listening sometimes, even when you're just talking. But, you know, that let me know she was listening. I felt great about that. But what that also meant that I was giving my answers to my now questions to somebody else years ago. Mm-hmm. So you that all also just drives home the point that you come here with everything you need to survive this life. Mm-hmm. The process of learning anything is simply remembering what you knew before you got here so that you can use that information, grow on it, and expound on it. Now, there's nothing new under the sun. My grandmother used to say that all the time. Go ahead.
I just want to touch on that darkness real quick, because I think people generally fear darkness and don't like darkness, but darkness is essential to joy. Generally, what happens if you incarnated on this planet and you had a perfect life, your mind would create darkness for you anyway. So that's why a billionaire would jump off a skyscraper or something of that nature when a poor person will live till they fucking 139 in the projects forever, never think about killing themselves. So generally, our minds create negative things regardless of what particular situation you may find yourself in, because what will happen is that things can ultimately always get worse. And if we were to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with everybody that we come into contact with, we will understand that, wow, everybody has a particular story about themselves, and everybody thinks that their story is particular worse than the next person is. And what you will find is that, you know, it's all based up onto interpretation. Understanding darkness is what determines whether you're going to have a good life or a negative life, because darkness is the fertile for which a flower can be grown. A flower cannot be grown in complete light. You can't put a flower in front of a light and watch it grow. It has to be submerged into darkness and to be like completely surrounded by darkness and blackness for it to even flourish. And so darkness isn't something that we should really be afraid of. We should really understand this context that the cloudy days and the rainy days and the snowy days are exactly what makes sunny days so beautiful and so fun. If we had every day be a sunny, precipitous, you know, just lovely, glorious day, it would be no such thing as lovely, glorious days. If we didn't spend time being impoverished, then we wouldn't understand, we wouldn't have the desire to increase wealth in our lives. It just wouldn't happen because we would already have it. And so generally, what we need to understand is that we already have these things that we necessarily want. And the thing that we must do is be in alignment vibrationally and emotionally. This is so key, because where you are and where you at is an illusion. Who you are is the truth, and that is the real you. And so wherever you find yourself, you can tap into your inner spirit, you can tap into your living soul and neutralize any physical condition. So it's just important that we understand that darkness is the setup for great things. It is not something that's going to hold us back. It's really the thing that puts everything into context, contrast, and, you know, law of attraction and duality, light and dark. We really need to understand these things as we try to progress in our conversation and law of attraction.
Ashe. And, you know, one of the things that even with me sitting in this, you know, I think it's very important for me to say that as we, you know, train people or as we share this information, it's important for people to understand that we are constantly being tried as well. We're constantly being tested on many levels of what we say we know and what we say we can prove and what we're dealing with. You know, knowing something, it's one thing to know something, and it's a whole other thing entirely what you do with what you know. So I just want to say right off the bat that I'm not sitting here pretending like I have it all the way together, like I practice all of this stuff all the time. You know, yesterday I wanted to get out the car and punch somebody in the face because of something that they did. But at the same time, I know that that's not, while I know that that's not the way I should do things, I have to acknowledge that feeling, find out where that feeling came from, give it life or give it death, you know, pretty much. So I do realize in that I am in control. Most of all, the issues that we have as people is because we've relinquished our control and our power by releasing our control to other people. You relinquish your power when you give another person more control and power over you, regardless of who that person is. If it's a lover, a spouse, a child, a parent, a teacher, an employer, a landlord, a doctor, if you give anybody any more power over you or give anybody more credit than you give yourself, you've already done yourself a disservice. And this is stuff I have to constantly practice every day. I have multiple. I am so blessed in a way to have, you know, Nova and the Hood Mystic and, you know, a few other people in my life to constantly remind me of how powerful I am and how to stay on my course. Because and that's why I keep trying. I'm going to hammer this home until I'm no longer able to speak, because it's important that you have a squad. You've got to build a squad. Because if you don't have that, you're going to be just wandering aimlessly, and just about anybody coming along can take advantage of you or pretend to be people in your best interest and really are not, and you will lose parts of yourself by trying to give them to other people who don't deserve it. And know how powerful you are. If someone outside of you know how powerful you are more than you do, they already are one step ahead of you. You cannot be in that place. So when we say things like the law of attraction, you've got to know yourself so that you know what you're attracting. If you are attracting no good niggas, you're going to keep seeing no good niggas. I mean, if you attack the ain't shit females, if you're attracting that, you got to figure about what's in you that's not shit.
That's a fact.
Something about you that ain't shit. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be rude. I just got to talk straight. If you keep attracting no good niggas, you got to figure out what about you is no good because you're attracting that. Now, I'm not saying there's somebody that may have beat you, abused you, or raped you and your family, friends, or whoever. I'm not saying that you've attracted that type of trauma into your world. But the amount of energy that you put into that is what you got back.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be responsible for how somebody else responds to the energy that you put into the ether. If you keep saying, oh, I want to be loved, I want to be loved, I want to be loved out in the ether, you might attract a rapist because he wants to give you all the love you keep asking for just in the way he know how, which is to violate. So
mm-hmm.
we got to sit with that for a minute and understand that because you attracted it to you does not mean that you're the bad person. And you can't ask for something and dictate to the universe how it shows up. It doesn't work like that. That's asinine. That is completely asinine. And as I speak these things to the universe, I'm going to be tested on this.
Yeah, it's different levels to it. It's different levels to it. Because say, for instance, you know, you've been raped by one person, and that is something that, you know, plagues you and just like drives you crazy and like, you know, depresses you and just brings you down, makes you hate men and things of that nature. Well, how do you feel about the young women in the Indian sex trade or the American sex trade who have no choice on nothing of that nature and they are raped by, you know, hundreds of men, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature, just children. So generally, you can take your experience and transform that and then begin to outreach or begin to help other people who've experienced it. Because the fact is, if you experience something very traumatic, you're not the only one that experienced something traumatic. So it's important that you try to work through this and find somebody to talk through it so it isn't something that's constantly kicking your ass. Because generally, there are stories around the world that of people who have been through worse than you, who've actually overcome it and are actually out here doing the actual work to make sure it doesn't happen to anybody else. And so understanding that you are part of a community, understanding that you're not isolated and experiencing trauma, and realizing also that you need to clear the energy, because generally I've attracted, you know, different types of women and things of that nature. And the type of woman that I'm with now is a result of me working with my inner self and attracting the right girl for me, as opposed to just dealing with the girl that I want or dealing with the girl that I think I want, but really dealing with somebody who speaks to my spirit, and then developing that spiritual bond. And from that, all the other bonds create. So especially when you are a spiritual person and you want a person that exists outside of you, and you create this bond, and if it's a physical bond, then you're missing the spiritual component. So even though this person may be everything that you think you want, if you're a spiritual person and that relationship is not focused on spirituality, then that relationship has an expiration date, just because your spirit is going to crave for something more, and it's going to subconsciously ruin the relationship. So you can look back on past relationships as a result of your spirit saying, well, this person does not serve us spiritually, so we're going to have to cut the ties. And so once we get into ourselves and get into our core and really, really get into our core, then you will realize that, you know, the man has always been there, the job has always been there, the career has always been there, because everything that you want is inside of you. Searching for external things are just voids for the foundation of you getting in touch with yourself. And once you get in touch with yourself, you're able to give to everybody around you and really be the person that's giving love, instead of the person that's waiting to receive love. And that's just a whole different polarity that.
And you
got to
realize that you are already love.
You are love.
That's what you are.
That's what you are. So everybody you come into contact with, that is your responsibility to give love. The human condition has taught us to, you know, since I got a big booty and, you know, some big boobs, that, you know, guys are supposed to love me. Or if I have a lot of money and, you know, a lot of game, then women are supposed to love me. No, you're supposed to love yourself.
And
once you love yourself, you emulate that. And then copy it and transfer it to everybody. This is how I love myself, and this is how I'm going to love you. This is the love that I'm coming through the situation with. And I don't need you to love me back, because I've got that covered. You understand? And if we could learn to relate on that level, then all of the, I can't find a good man and can't get this and that, because you wanting something from another person that you're not giving to yourself. So that's Russian roulette as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, that's why it's important to know your love language. You know, how do you give and receive love? We're going to do a series on that next week. The five love languages. It's important to understand. Mm-hmm. You realize I posted that on the Conscious Cove site. Because it's important to understand, you know, how you give and receive and perceive love, so that you can be able to move from a position of strength in knowing where you lack or feel you lack, or how you want to receive love, or how you can even give it. Because if you don't do that, no one's ever going to show up and be able to love you the way you feel you need to be loved, because they're not showing you what you feel you need. Everybody loves differently. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a different love language. Even if your love language matches, like in the areas of acts of service or words of encouragement, even if you guys have the same score, you still never see the same thing. You have different percentages of everything inside of you. You know, giving gifts, all these things are part of your spiritual frame, your spiritual makeup. It's what helps that you be a safe person. It's what helps you continue to move through life and remove toxic people. Because just because you are love and you emulate love, that means more toxic people are going to come to you with, you know, to be a psychic vampire to get that from you. So I had to learn that the hard way. all of my relationships, I can look back now and look at how all of my relationships have taught me something. I don't care how hurtful they were or how bad I feel he hurt me or anything like that. I had to even change how I thought about all of that so that I can get the lesson in it. It wasn't an instance of he hurt me. It is what I allowed. Because no one, only people can only do to you what you allow them to do. And most of us know what the hell is going on. I mean, we have got to stop playing these games with ourselves and pretending that we don't know what's happening in our own relationships, lives, and affairs. You know, you've been warned. You've been shown. The warning signs show up really early on now. It's just shit that we go about forgetting about. We go about willing to accept. It's things that we go about willing to think that we can change in another person that we continue on with this. So with the law of attraction, the shit that you think that you got going on good for you, you're going to attract more of that to you, negative or positive. So we've got to understand that there's no magic in this, people. There is no magic pill that you can take to wake you up from the matrix like the movie. That's all, you know, a symbolism for you making a choice, a conscious choice. And today what I am asking of everybody that listens to this is to make a conscious choice to evaluate yourself and take a long, hard look at the shit you do. And then take another hard look at where you are in your life. And if you can't find one change, I'm going to look at you and call you a liar. If you can't find one thing that you need to change, I'm going to call you a liar. Because if you're not changing, you're not growing. And if you're not growing, you're dead, pretty much. You are of the walking dead. All have something we need to change, myself included. Every relationship I seek to gain now or to grow now is totally about the spiritual first. That's my personal choice. I didn't been in the money relationship. I didn't been in the love relationship. I didn't been in the sexual relationship. I didn't been in all the relationships that I felt gave me what I lacked. But all of my relationships, friendships, family, everything is all about the spiritual. I am building spiritual pathways with individuals. If you don't, if I can't help you spiritually, or we're not growing together, or we're not helping each other in that way to elevate spiritually or vibrate higher, it's a fucking wrap, period. Because ain't nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Because if I know that I am fed spiritually and I can continue to grow the love inside of me, you can't make me happy. That's my choice. That's my responsibility. So I'm already, at a certain level, happy. I'm already satisfied. I already have the money. I want to give and make sure that everyone in my path is eating. It's not always about what you bring to the table, because maybe I got the table. But anybody who sit at it is going to eat. But you get, if you don't know what you bring into the table, even if it's just the fork or yourself, be real about that and grow on that. Because now somewhere in the cosmos, all this stuff has changed. This environment will have you thinking that you've got, the man has to be the sole provider. Women ran the marketplace. Come on, y'all. You got to stop thinking this stuff. You've got to get out of this doctrine. The law of attraction has you thinking that the American dream is a house, a car, 2.5 kids with a dog or a cat or some shit, a white picket fence, and a car you got to pay a note on. The American dream for the average kid in the projects is the next meal. So you've got to think about where you are in course with this. Most people grow up just wanting their mommy or their daddy. I went through this whole thing years. I attract guys that got mommy issues because I'm a Yemoja. You know, I am of Yemoja and ocean qualities. I have all of that stuff in me. So I attract people with mommy issues. because they didn't get that love at home from their mother. Or their mother was too strict. Their mother was on drugs. Their mother is dead. I attract guys with mommy issues. I mean, but me knowing this about myself now can see it when it shows up. So I can immediately change my thought process to know that this is not about me. It's about what my vibration is. It's about what I represent to him. I come into relationships and I am a kingmaker, baby. I come into relationships and I'm building you from the moment I meet you, because that's what I do. And so I'm going to attract people who need to be built. So I'm okay knowing that you're not coming with the six figures. And even if you are coming with the six figures, I'm getting ready to double that, because I know who I am. And I need all of my sisters to have this. I need all of my brothers to have this, so that when you enter in these relationships, you're not dependent on the other individual to give you something they can never give you, which is happiness. Someone can never give you contentment. Someone can never give you happiness. Someone can never give you anything that you haven't already attracted. Once you realize you are that power and there is no instance of lack, that's how the universal law works of attraction. That's how this works.
Okay.
And there is no other way. There is no other way. Everything begins and ends with you. There's no book you can purchase. I'm sorry. There is no magic potion, you know, Nova can mix up for you. We're sorry. There's no astrology reading we can give you that can tell you how to do this. We're sorry. However, all these tools can help you get to where you need to be, because it starts with you making the conscious decision to figure out what it is in your spiritual makeup that needs to be changed, so you can get about making those changes and consistently making those changes, because it's never a one and done. So that's the law of attraction as a whole, you know. That's the law of attraction in the foundational stages, is the realization of what you think and what you do. Just even for today, for everybody that's listening, even for today, just think about your thoughts. I know that sounds funny, but think about the thoughts you just thought. And then think about the next one. And just listen to the conversation that you're having inside of your head.
Yeah, I think that's the most powerful thing in the world. I think that, you know, if we begin to have the conversation, the law of attraction, it brings accountability in the situation. So if you say, you know, I don't have this, I don't want that, or something like that, then in the community, we'd be like, well, look, bro, you attract, like, do you want to attract that? Do you really want to attract that? Okay, then let's create a different conversation for you. Let's create a different self-talk for you, because it's so many times that, you know, people create the story with the words that come out of their mouth, and they don't even give themselves a chance. I want to find somebody that's going to love me. Well, what are you doing? I'm doing everything right. It's these niggas out here. Oh, well, okay.
No, you're not doing everything right, because you don't love you.
Because
you don't love you. That's the biggest lie.
Yeah.
You know, people,
so
people aren't out here not falling in love. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Hood Mystic,
mm-hmm.
They ain't falling in love. They falling in love with being
mm-hmm.
in love. That's what they falling in
mm-hmm.
love with, the idea
mm-hmm.
of being in love with somebody. Because if we were actually
mm-hmm.
falling in love, we would be just fine falling in love with ourselves every time we wake up in the morning.
And we would
be fine.
Super tolerant and super understanding and super about making this shit work.
Accepted.
And like, okay, well, let's go to a counselor then, babe, because you got issues. What's going on with you? Are you all right? Is this working for you, or is there something else
you
want to do? Like, you know, like, are you happy? Like, you know what I'm saying, with me, or do I want to have the idea that everything I do is perfect and something is wrong with this person if they're not happy? And you understand what I'm saying? So it's ultimately all the work that we can do in learning ourselves and trying to become better people and trying to be more wealthy, so we can begin to help people and begin to help ourselves and live the life that we really want to live. And in order to get to that point, we have to be true with the issues that we have with ourselves. You may have the real issue that you don't feel attractive. You know what I'm saying? And you have to work on that, because you're very beautiful. or whatever the case may be. I've been there. I've been the guy who felt bad about myself.
I'm still there in certain aspects. I have to remind myself. This is a constant journey, you know, and that's why I try to tell people. It's not just that something's wrong with that person. Let's circle back and address that. It's not something wrong with that person because they're not happy. We have to what true love really is giving unconditionally with no strings attached and helping this person get to their next level. So if this person is not happy, you are going to have to hold Ocean's mirror right up to their faces and show them the areas that are not working for them and help them move towards that. So if it's confidence, help them move towards that. If it's you have someone that's a nymphomaniac, that's addicted to sex, help them move towards that. It's rectifying that energy. If you have someone that's bad with money that you love, help them move towards understanding money management. If you have someone that don't know how to talk to you, help them understand the things that they say that trigger you.
But I'm sorry, this culture is propagated towards cutting somebody off and to stop dealing with somebody once they show them that they have a particular issue. So generally, when we deal with people, if we're not able to look into the mirror, then we always going to be like, well, you got this issue, you got that issue. Why are you leaning to the left a little bit? Like, what's wrong with you? But never putting that shit on yourself. So it's just generally important
Exactly. It's never, okay, babe, so you're bad with money. Okay, look, how about not, oh, you ain't this and you did that and you just blew our life savings. How about, because I know you have an issue with money, how about I just handle the bills and take care of the bills for a little while and let's figure out where we can move some things around to make this stuff work. Not, oh, my gosh, you got to get out because I make the majority of the money and you just blew all our money at the casino. So, yeah, it's a wrap. You have to have hard lines, though. You have to be able to know what you are willing to accept. And you have to also have to know where you draw the line. You have to draw the line somewhere. But you can never
I'm telling you, man, it's a level.
It's
a level of self-love that you begin to attract people that only permit love and vibrational harmony, that you don't have to create a hard line because the relationship is always growing. Y'all always honest with each other. Y'all always falling in love with each other because that's the vibration that we created in from the set was my relationship is going to be based on love and affection and honesty and communication. And my relationship is
that. But a lot of people
that.
Ain't doing that, man. They're not doing that.
Yeah, so.
And most of our market is people who aren't doing that and don't know how to do that because that's not what they've seen. So because they haven't seen that, we've got to show it. We've got to be walking, talking, you know, personifications of God's love for the world because God's love, the universal supreme being's love, is infinite. It's infinite. In your darkest hour, it's infinite. On your most mountaintop moment, it's infinite. There's no lack anywhere. Anywhere. It takes 10 cents to make a $100 bill. Most of us would kill ourselves trying to chase that. It's really worth only the value, the face value that it has. So today's question is, what are you worth at face value? What mask are you wearing? What persona are you trying to hold on to that you need to let go so that we can really see who you are and what you are here to do? Because we can't help you if you're not willing to help yourself. So the law of attraction first begins with a thought. How you begin to bring it into your life is to change your self-talk, begin to affirm, and look at self. Most people think they are already at that point. But that's all ego. At the point that you have got it all together, you have transcended. At the point that you've got it all together, you are now visiting the realm of the ancestors. we can only see you in a different place. That is when you actually have it all together. When you transition out of this body and back into the spirit realm and elevate to the land of the ancestors, then that's when you have it all together. Until then, it's time to continue to look at the things that need changing and begin to make forgiveness a daily lifestyle and practice, moment by moment. Begin to look at happiness as something that happens within and not without. All of these things are not just good taglines or put on a Facebook meme. These are things that you have got to live by, and until you do, you are going to continue to visit these things that make you move, these things that emotionally charge you up so that you move. Because that's how Oya works. She will come in and tear up all the shit in your life, good, bad, or indifferent, and tear that house all the way down to the foundation to make you go down into that foundation and find the crack that needs to be rebuilt. Now, there's actually a story that tells us about that in her life, in Oya's life. It tells you about how she does that. You know, I'll save that for a different day, though, because I don't want to overload people. But there's a story that lets you know how Oya works.
We have to kind of just get back to the point that, you know, even if Oya comes through and tears your house down to smithereens, it's a representation of, okay, one, I have to understand that change is supreme, and two, this is the foundation of understanding life. Creates light. Rainy days help you enjoy sunny days. Not having nobody help you appreciate having somebody. You don't understand the loneliness that I felt, whether it be in prison or just being single or isolated or being a hermit. To be in a relationship with someone, it makes that point in time into context. So when it was days when I was on my bunk and wanting to hold a woman, you know, it was something that I wanted, but to be in the present moment to actually hold a woman is like, okay, you get through things. You can understand that, okay, this feeling for wealth is the catalyst for me actually having wealth and appreciating it if I don't have it or anything. So even if I don't have a house, even if the tornado came and blows down my house, okay, that's an opportunity to make the move that I've already been wanting to make anyway. Now, oh yeah, I said, okay, now you're forced to move. I done sent the whole tornado and no house done blew down on the street but yours, nigga, so you're going to have to figure out somewhere else to go. And so that's the way that the deities and things of the nature motivate us to strive for more. And knowing that this darkness or perceived darkness is just a representation of some a point to where we can go through. So when you're having a conversation, I don't want to necessarily hear about how bad it is. We should be beginning to rejoice to say, fired from my job today. That must mean that I'm trying, that must mean that the universe is inspired for me to succeed and be free. You know what I'm saying? Like, or I broke up with a relationship. Now I can kind of be free and figure out the right type of relationship now or something, like, because I've been struggling or I've been really depressed in this relationship for real. And I've been trying to make it work. And now I done found out he done cheated and he went and broke up and he done ran across the country with some other women. So it's like, am I going to be sad about that or I'm going to be happy because I've been damn near miserable for the past 5 years in this relationship? So we just have to really just understand that it ain't a tragedy. It's a new beginning. And so we have to really understand that. And I just wanted to hammer that home as opposed to, you know, kind of just, you know, because even the Oya thing is applicable. It's not an overload. You know, we can say the same thing in, I guess, like 17 trillion different ways for people to have many different abstracts and different ways to say that you are a living soul. It's important that you project your whole entire reality from inward out. There's nothing external that can validate you as a living soul because you're going to pass away. When you pass away, everything that you thought was you wasn't you. And everything that you've learned about yourself is the real you. So the more you learn about your living soul, the more you learn about you in totality of all existence. This life that you're living is a subjugated view. So whether you're rich in this lifetime, it doesn't matter, because there was lifetimes when you was poor. If you're skinny and beautiful in this lifetime, it doesn't matter. It was other lifetimes where you look like, you know, I don't know. But it's other lifetimes and different variations of your whole existence. And for you to be subjugated on this lifetime is just a trick of the human and the ego and the quote-unquote devil to get you subjugated into this life. If you tap into your soul, you tap into your whole complete awareness and consciousness. So when we talk about law of attraction and bringing things into our lives, you want to deal with the power. And all of these deities are cute. But the strongest, most powerful deity, God, force, system on the planet is your living soul that rests inside of your body. That is the most powerful shit going. And all of the things that you're searching for externally on the internet, and if I do this spell, if I work with this deity, if what did this dream mean, and all of this external type of stuff that you, should I get this herb or should I get this crystal? Look, I got hella herbs, hella crystals, hella candles, hella deities, but they don't mean anything to me, because what's within me is my soul, and that's what these things help remind me. That I do have the living soul, I do have the power, and it's not something that I'm searching for outside of me. And I say that, not me personally, but everybody on this planet, there is a force within you. And I guarantee you, if that's your goal, if that's your job, it will not steer you wrong. It will steer you into a point that might usher some change and switch some shit around and ruin some messed up relationships and ruin some dead end job that you're going into. Oh yeah, it's going to mess up that type of stuff, but that's not hold you down and make you feel negative. That's to really inspire the change that needs to happen into your life so you can be completely happy, truly happy, not even happy. Really understanding the concept of joy. Joy is a feeling that comes within you that you experience and give to other people. Happiness is you waiting on something to happen. So whether you go to Chuck E. Cheese or not, and so if I decide to take my children to Chuck E. Cheese, they'll be happy. But if I don't, you know what I'm saying, they'll be scratching their head trying to figure out why. But I have this conversation now because I'm letting people know that you're not children. You're grown. So you being waiting for happiness is a disservice to you and your inner being, because you can work with the energy of joy right now in this moment. And joy is 10 times more powerful than happy, because it doesn't require circumstances or happenstances to happen. It can be in this moment. So it's the difference between I wish my partner would love on me to let me go love on my partner. That's a real big difference. And once you, and if you vibrate on that level, it don't necessarily matter, because you're not conditional. You're unconditional with the love. And that unconditional comes from the soul, the living soul. And so that's why we have to tap into that. We want to really hammer home the law of attraction. But we down to 60 seconds. So it's all you can close up.
I just want to go ahead and say thank you for joining me here this morning. As you always do, it's not a moment that I show up that I need you, that you're not there. And we'll just do that same thing for everyone that comes in our path. And this won't be our last talk. It's the first, but it won't be the last. So I'll go ahead and let you close us out.
Okay. Well, we'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. We'll be talking about the card of the day. So make sure you tune in to that. And we'll just be discussing some energy. And just really keeping the conversation on the living soul and the consciousness, because, you know, it's a lot of energy trying to take you away from that, and we're just trying to bring you back home into yourself. So just please join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. as we further conversation. So this is the Conscious Code. I'm the Mystic and my co-host, Tiana, and we signing out, man. Peace. Y'all have a blessed day.
yourself for breakfast? I know you got scallops, but you got grits. No, I stopped it.